Good morning, everybody. This is Auntie Dorothy, and we have a wonderful show today because this is Give Guide time. So, boy, oh boy, this is the fabulous stuff that we do in November and December. My beautiful friend Hillary Zunin is here, who does amazing work in the community, and Annette from Annette's Chocolate, and Sandy from Friends of the Library. And we're going to talk about the Give Guide, because if you get the Marketplace, which is my favorite magazine, so I wrote the restaurant reviews in there for a long time, they have the Give Guide in this month, so you can go for it and look at all the ways that you can remember that Thanksgiving, that last part of Thanksgiving, is giving. So that, and that's part of Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else. It's called giving. So Hillary and a team of fabulous folks make sure that it's really easy peasy for you at holiday time to give, because that's what it's all about. Not getting, but Thanksgiving. So how are you, Hillary?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. So let's see. Okay. And Annette, you have an easy time at holidays, right?
Oh, it's hopping. It's fun.
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah, but it's a lot of work, and you're in there day and night making fabulous chocolates.
Yes, it is. It's a very busy time, and we're very thankful for it.
Yeah, well, we only buy your chocolates because they're the best. You're wonderful. You've grown up here, and we love you. So there you go.
You have to come here more often.
Yeah, I know. How about you, Sandy, right into the mic?
Oh, it's good to be here. It's nice to see you again, Dorothy.
Good. Yeah. So, and how long have you been helping the library with Friends of the Library?
Well, I'm kind of a newbie because I actually started with the Friends of the Library last March. And very shortly thereafter, the Give Guide movement began. And so I learned... kind of got up to speed rather quickly. So I'm a newbie to the Friends of the Library, but not so much to the nonprofit sector. So it's
no
it's
kidding.
Been fun.
Yeah, I know. We keep raising our hands. Somebody says, boy, you'd really be wonderful. Couldn't you just help a little bit? Yeah, we've all been there. So that's good. But Hillary, what's going on with the Give Guide?
I was just thinking about the change purse that I have that my husband gave me. That with a picture of a 1950s woman, and it says, stop me if I volunteer again.
I have those napkins.
Yeah. We don't know how to do that. The Give Guide is going great. Let me back up to Napa Valley Can Do. We are now 10 years old.
Yes.
This is our seventh attempt to raise awareness and funds for terrific local nonprofits.
Boy, howdy.
Every single nonprofit in the catalog on the website serves Napa County.
Yes.
And there are great folks all over the world to give to, but it starts at home.
Yes.
So we're encouraging people to give $10 or $10,000, as much as they like and can afford, to help this incredible work.
Right. Well, and of course, my pitch every year we're together is our story about when you have Thanksgiving dinner and you're setting your table, and you want it to look beautiful, and orange is sort of the color of the holidays, you put the Give Guide on as your first introduction. You don't use a tablecloth. You put the Give Guide down for every single place setting, and you have everyone at your table open the Give Guide, the physical, beautiful Give Guide, and say, okay, what are we going to do this Thanksgiving? And when you pass the table around and you talk about what you're thankful for, the Give Guide is a great way to start, especially with kids. We do this with our grandkids, and that's one of their big Christmas presents. We say, we'll match whatever you want to give. And so mostly with the little kids, all the animal organizations do really well.
They make out like bandits.
Yeah, they make out like bandits. I want to give to the dogs. But you know, it's really a wonderful way to teach philanthropy and giving to children. So for all you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles out there, the Give Guide is your fabulous gift for kids, and really easy and a wonderful way to say this is about giving. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And you can get these Give Guides. If you didn't get one in your Marketplace magazine, Hillary's going to tell you they're all over town.
They're all over town. You can always get one at the library, which has resources abundant for us all. But they came in Marketplace magazine over the weekend. About 50,000 copies are available. And there's a website. And that website makes it easy to give. But we accept checks as well because some people aren't comfortable using a credit card online. We get that. So you can send in a check. There's a donation form at the end of the catalog. You can also keep this catalog all year long because it's got 46 great nonprofits, how to get in touch with them, and briefly what they do.
Right.
When you go to candogiveguide.org, you find that information and more about each nonprofit. So, for instance, when you go to Friends of the Library and click, you'll come to a page that has other ways to help, that has a video, that has a place where you can ask Friends of the Library questions. And we've done that all because the nonprofits have said, help us open up lines of communication to the community. Help us raise not just funds, but bring in new volunteers.
Right.
Molly's Angels is always thrilled because they get new volunteers through the Give Guide.
Right.
And volunteers are priceless.
Yes, they are.
So along with the more than $1.8 million that we've raised in the first
Ta-da!
Six editions, we can do who have no office, no employees, no secret handshake.
Phones, though.
We have
laptops and phones.
We have my phone, which is a landline.
I know.
We should fix that, but it's worked for 10 years,
right.
And we're happy to see it going into the seventh year of this campaign.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about, of course, I could read all these, but maybe you read them. Read all of the wonderful organizations that you can help this year for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, but Thanksgiving's coming up, so let's start with that.
And Diwali.
And Diwali, yeah.
Kwanzaa. And just because you're a good person.
Right. That's really the biggest reason.
I'll say one thing about how we select.
Right.
Nonprofits who've been in Napa County, serving Napa County, for 2 years or more are able to apply.
Right.
The 2 years or more is so that we don't get fly-by-night folks who just establish a nonprofit but don't have their act together yet.
Yep.
So we give them a couple of years to get their feet under them, and then we have a committee of volunteers from CanDo and members of the community, and they read all those applications, they vet them, they make the selection in seven different groups, they try to get nonprofits from Calistoga to American Canyon, tiny ones and grand ones.
Right.
Ones with budgets under $30,000 a year and ones with multi-million dollar budgets. So when we get those, we choose. We are limited at this point by what we can afford in putting out a catalog.
Right.
Because we don't want to charge the nonprofits big time for this. If you're in the Give Guide, your nonprofit pays a participation fee. It's really nominal.
No kidding.
It's based on your budget, your annual budget, and it's $300, $400, or $500 for the campaign. That's it.
Right.
CanDo raises the money for the signs on the buses and the posters and the buttons and the kickoff party and everything else.
Well, you have a lot of Give Guide guardians who help you, too,
and
so you can talk about those wonderful businesses out there.
Thank you for the intro. The Give Guide guardians are folks who commit to helping sponsor this project. They have a full page in the catalog. They are the Napa Valley Vintners and Mechanics Bank, the City of Napa and Napa Recycling, and Marketplace. But they are also this year two brand new Give Back Guardians. AUL has pitched in to help us this year. We are so delighted.
They're wonderful.
And Blue Oak School.
Ta-da!
And we'll talk a little bit more about other business partnerships. But these folks help us pay for all those things so the nonprofits can focus on their work. Here are the nonprofits who appear this year. Aldea Children and Family Services, American Canyon Community Parks Foundation, Canine Guardians.
There we go.
Can-V, they take care of many things, including the food bank. CASA, A Voice for Children, Calabria Care, Community Health Initiative, Community Resources for Children, Cope Family Center. E&M presents, brand new this year, as is Expressions of Hope. E&M presents, puts on wonderful plays, provides lots of tickets for underserved kids who couldn't otherwise afford to go to live theater.
Wow.
Expressions of Hope supports foster children. Fair Housing of Napa Valley. Friends of the Napa County Animal Shelter, also brand new this year. And Friends of the Napa Library.
Ta-da!
Ta-da. Habitat for Humanity, and If Given a Chance, are back in the catalog this year.
Right.
League of Women Voters, appearing for the first time. Loving Animals Providing Smiles, Molly's Angels, Moving Forward. Napa County Resource Conservation District, busily planting oak trees in the hills right now.
Yes.
Napa Farmers Market, where we just had a fabulous Give God Goes to the Farmers Market Saturday.
Right.
Napa Humane and Napa Valley Can Do. Napa Valley Community Housing, Napa Valley Farm Worker Foundation, State Parks Association, Napa Valley Vine Trail Coalition, and the Napa Valley Youth Symphony, Napa Wildlife Rescue. Also, Napa Learns,
right,
beloved of Dorothy Salmon.
Yeah.
News, On the Move Voices, Parents Can, Pause for Healing, Puertas Abiertas Community Resource Center, Rionda House Senior Activities Center in St. Helena, Share the Care Napa Valley, new this year, St. Helena Preschool for All, Sunrise Horse Rescue, Teacher Resource Center of the North Bay, Teens Connect, brand new, the St. Helena Community Band, The Table, one more new entry, Valley Players, and We Care Animal Rescue. And if you haven't heard of some of these, that's great. That's the point.
Exactly.
You should know how much good work is being done in this community.
Right. Well, and all of us owe a great deal of gratitude to you and to Can Do for doing this, Hillary. I mean, it's just a labor of love, and it's a labor. Nobody else tells you that. Hillary's not going to say, we work really hard, and boy, it gets really long hours, but that's the truth. So it's a bunch of wonderful people who say, we're going to help make philanthropy real in Napa Valley.
And in this group, on this project, there are 8 volunteers who make this whole thing
right.
happen. That's it. Can Do has more volunteers doing lots of other things, but the Give Guide, there are 8 of us on the project.
Yeah. Well, and it's very professionally done. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell the story, because I love the story about how, you know, one of your wonderful volunteers is in Oregon and picks up this magazine and says, wow, this is pretty cool. I wonder if we could do that.
It's so serendipitous. We're always open to finding really good things that are working in other communities.
You bet.
We don't want to reinvent the wheel. So we study good ideas. And Amy Garden from St. Helena brought us the catalog and said, boy, this looks like Can Do to us. So we had lunch over noodles at Mini Mango and agreed that this made sense.
Yeah.
It had never been done before in a small community. And the place where it started in Portland, Oregon, it's published by a publisher who puts out a weekly newspaper for millennials.
Not 8 volunteers.
No. But he wanted young people to start understanding that if they would pass up one cup of coffee and one scone on one morning, they could deliver and they could make those $10 contributions become huge. We think we can't do much if we don't make much, but that's not so.
Absolutely not.
And the Give Guide is designed so that everybody can get involved. You don't need to buy a paddle. You don't need to have a dress for a gala.
True.
You don't need to go to a silent auction. But if you've got 10 bucks, you can make a difference.
Wow. Okay, Annette, tell us how you got involved in this, since you've been involved in everything in the community forever. The local girl.
Well, a friend of mine came up to me, I think it's 7 years ago or so when they started, and said, hey, would you like to support her? We're going to have an opening ceremony for this Give Guide thing. And I said, well, tell me a little bit more. Yeah. And I said, so wait a minute. So, and I kind of paused and said this because I didn't quite understand. But it made complete sense that we would be able to have an area that everybody in the community, old, young, rich, poor, to bring all these groups together into one catalog or one entity that we could look at and peruse through and actually realize, oh my gosh, there's this many
great organizations,
this many awesome things. And I said, well, yeah, of course. Of course I'm going to help. What can I do? So I was just, Annette's Chocolates just said, sure, let's have chocolates and let's support this. And we just, we really didn't do much besides offer some lovely sweets.
No kidding.
For an event. They had music. And I can't tell you, over the last 7 years, how much growth of actually, what do you call that word when it's when everything comes together, when the groups that are in the catalog, they all start to get the power of a group together working for the same thing, how much that helps everybody. And to see that over the last how many years grow, the synergy of it all is just amazing. And I'm just I'm so lucky. And Annette's Chocolates is kind of proud just to be a part of this growing, beautiful Gift Guide and the Can-Do organization.
Right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, because you make the best candy ever. You and your brother and a whole bunch of other people now.
Oh, gosh, yeah. My sister-in-law, Mary Stornetta, my brother, Brent, family helps out. I have the most amazing staff, and they're all part of this as well. They start reading it, and they go like, what's this? And so it opens the door for all of the community to at least, even if they're not giving this year, it settles in the back of their mind.
Yes.
So next year and the year after, like, okay, I'm doing it this year. You know?
Well, it really is the best Christmas and holiday gift ever for people who say, I don't know what to give that person. They have everything. Well, they don't have everything. So the Give Guide really is the way to it. It's such a wonderful gift to say, I've given $100 in your name to this organization that I know you love or you would love. Or what I do, I've given this much money to this organization and I'm hoping you will match it. That's even better. Double your entry into philanthropy. So
I want to mention one other way of many, actually, that Annette's has been helpful with the Give Guide. Up in Oregon, Richard Meeker, the publisher, said to the young people who worked in his editorial office, you're going to get tax-deductible receipts for each donation you make.
Ooh.
And they said, we don't make enough money to itemize. We don't need tax-deductible receipts.
Right.
We want
stuff.
And we thought about that here and then went out to local businesses to say, would you be willing to give a small gift to every donor who makes a contribution through the Give Guide? We'll limit it and say that these gifts are given out in January, so that in August next year, somebody doesn't come up to you with a certificate and is this still good? But this year, we've got some wonderful gifts for every single donor. And top of the list, Annette's chocolates, and you're going to get two truffles.
Yes. Ooh.
I cannot tell you how many people say, okay,
I'm in. I want the truffles.
You also get a cup of coffee from Ritual Coffee Roasters. You get 2 pints for the price of 1 at Tannery Bend Beer Works.
Wow.
And perhaps my favorite, sorry, Annette's, when you go to the Napa Valley Art Supply, folks, you get Crayola crayons in regular or neon colors.
Ooh.
That is a certificate at the bottom of the receipt. If you give online, you'll get an instant receipt.
Yes.
And it's right there. Stick it in your glove box. And in January, make the rounds.
Wow. Well, I've done that with my grandkids. They think that is so cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. But again, online is really easy, especially with kids and teenagers, because they live online. And so having the physical placemat, though, helps. You know,
I like
especially
that idea.
Yeah, that's
very,
really
very. I love that idea.
Yeah, this is your placemat all season long, and then you go online because they've got their little phones right there, and they can't wait to go online. Mm-hmm. So it's go online, and here's what will happen: Grandma's going to put this much money into your favorite nonprofit. And it's really a fun thing. And it starts the conversation, especially around Thanksgiving. It starts the conversation about what are we grateful for? How can we be happy, especially mm-hmm. in a time when there's so much not happy out there? It's like, let's block the crummy stuff out and let's think about gratitude and how lucky we are and how wonderful our community is. And then look, we have the Give Guide right there on the table. Such a deal. So how about you, Sandy? So what have you found out helping with the library since you've helped with everybody else? Isn't the library a magical place?
It is incredible. And it's interesting, too, because people will ask from time to time when I'm talking about the Friends of the Library and our support for our main library, people will ask, well, how are libraries relevant in today's world?
Oh, big time.
You know, yeah, and that it's not really about, you know, we think about checking out books and maybe bookmobiles and one thing and another and don't realize how much is happening. So I think besides the Friends of the Library working to supplement some of the expense of libraries, of our local library in particular, it's also a chance to talk to folks about what's really going on and how unique many of their activities and programs really are.
Yeah. Well, for my grandkids, two that I see all the time, that's their favorite place, which is really good. I mean, they're little kids and they go, can we go to the library? I say, okay, if you're really good, I'll take you to the library. So it's a magical place, especially the children's library is just amazing.
It is. And while, you know, the programs that we support are certainly programs for adults,
right.
For young people, for people who are language learners, second
right.
language learners.
Big
and that sort
time
of thing.
Important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those kinds of programs are really important. But again, it becomes almost a social center in a sense
yes.
during the disasters, if you will, the natural
yeah.
disasters that we've had. The library continued to have power and to work. People would come in, charge their devices. They'd come in, use the internet. They would get together. There were mental health counselors available.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a whole way.
If you'd only had showers.
Well, that may be coming. I'll put that on the, list.
Yeah,
you,
right.
I mean, you never know. Yeah, but you know what? But it's true that, and what everyone has said here is just so important, I think, about nonprofits and supporting.
Yes.
Of course, obviously, I'm encouraging support for the Friends of the Napa Library. But on the bigger picture, one measure of a really, I guess, healthy community in my mind has always been the way that community supports its nonprofits and shows compassion.
Right.
And in a tangible sense in terms of donations, but also volunteering and showing respect for those programs. And
right.
so It's been wonderful being a part of this and making so many new nonprofit friends, finding better ways to work together.
Yes.
As a team. And so I think the benefit to the community is wonderful through this, but it's also strengthening the nonprofits themselves that have been a part of this and will be a part of it. So I would encourage others to think about this next year if they haven't been a part of this.
Well, good point, because I knew Hillary. I could see Hillary's eyes lighting up, mine too, because that's one of the best teaching opportunities that the Give Guide gives the nonprofits, because we work pretty well together in Napa County. We play well. We aren't siloed like many other areas. We've learned to work well together, and nonprofits sharing that big pie, not thinking I only have to have my slice, but really we're all in this together, is so valuable. And the Give Guide and Can Do has really made that happen in the last 10 years. Right. It's working much better. Thanks to you, Hillary.
That's it's beautiful to hear. There are 4 Give Guide goals.
Yeah.
Raising awareness, raising funds, fostering collaboration between nonprofits, and inspiring an ever larger community of givers. So I want to give a collaboration example. On Saturday, past weekend, the Napa Farmers Market hosted 26 of our 46 nonprofits who had tables, had the sunshine at their backs, talked to neighbors about their nonprofits, and talked about the Give Guide and helping one another. Collaboration at the Napa Library, in collaboration with Parents Can, there will be a children's art show all during the month of December. Mm-hmm. It's sponsored by Parents Can and the library.
Wonderful.
Stimulated by Can Do's Give Guide. The theme this year is, what does kindness look and feel like? And children all over the valley have been asked to submit art to cover the walls December 4th in the community room at the library. There will be an artist reception, because art shows always have receptions.
Right.
But it's a kids' show. So Shelley Hannon at Parents Can has organized milk and cookies on December 4th for the hour before the show, so that the kids and their parents and those of us who love kids and their parents and the library can enjoy seeing how kids
image
kindness.
Well, and the Finkelstein girls.
The Be Kind Finkelstein girls.
Are amazing. Look
Ruby
what they have
Tallulah
done.
Ruby and Tallulah are part of this too.
Because, of course.
Because collaboration is a byword. Here's an example. We've got a big kickoff celebration. Good segue, Hillary.
Yeah.
We've got a kickoff celebration Thursday. Today's Monday. This Thursday at the Hampton Inn and Suites.
Right.
A literal stone
around the corner
throw from Dorothy's, where she's seated right now.
Right.
5:30 to 7:30. The public is invited. It's a free kickoff celebration. It's where Annette first brought chocolate.
Right. Well, there you go, right there.
And Annette's chocolates will be featured again. There's music, food. There are drinks to drink of all kinds. And we present the Can Do Spirit Award. So 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday at the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a celebration of community. And guess what? There's no fundraising.
Wow.
Nobody's going to ask for a nickel. It's a gift to the community to say, let's celebrate our generosity and can-do spirit.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a small break to hear a bunch of wonderful commercials here because that's what keeps everything going. So hold on, folks. We'll be back.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Way up high.
Listen this afternoon for the rebroadcast of the Napa Vintage Little Big Game. That's the JV game. 3 o'clock will be airtime this afternoon for the rebroadcast of that contest. And then listen to Varsity Big Game number 48 rebroadcast on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week at 3 o'clock each afternoon. That's the JV rebroadcast at 3 today and the Varsity Big Game on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock on KVON.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
And we're back with the Give Guide. It's that time of year, folks. So if you've been listening to Sandy and Hillary and Annette and all of us talking about how amazing the Give Guide is, what a miracle and what an easy way to figure out, what do I give this person? Piece of cake. You go through the Give Guide online or you get your hard copy. And I've been saying, too, that I use them as placemats, especially at Thanksgiving. It is the perfect placemat. And when people are thinking, how do I get my whole family talking about good things? Let's stay away from politics this year. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what we're grateful for. Well, hey, the Give Guide is your easy peasy answer. Everybody's happy. So, Hillary, tell us, this is the 7th year of the Give Guide. Amazing. And you've raised a lot of money, almost $2 million.
Yeah, we should hit the $2 million mark this year.
Wow.
Candu's 8 volunteers who orchestrate the project. Candu doesn't take any fee for doing this. It is.
Hopefully you eat a lot of truffles.
Every chance we get.
Okay.
The sour cherry.
Yeah.
That's mine. Anyway, we do this because it's
You're
a great.
You're good people.
Because, thank you. It's a great community.
Yeah.
It's being served by phenomenal nonprofits, many of whom are serving small groups of people
right.
who would otherwise be lost.
Yes.
So it's a pleasure. It's really an honor to be able to support them. And Sandy made a comment before about feeling she was part of a bigger nonprofit community in her activities with Friends of the Library, which is new to the project this year. We had a comment last year from someone at the party who said, you know, the money helps us, but what we value most about the Give Guide experience is that we now feel part of a community of people who are out there helping people.
Wow.
And we're up north in the valley and we have felt isolated, but now we feel that we're part of a community. And that's exactly
wow.
what
that must have made you feel wonderful.
That was a keeper. Although this morning when I left the house, it was good to see that in our first weekend we had also raised $10,300 already in the bank, and we started on Friday.
Wow. Ta-da.
Ta-da. So
people need good news, and people need to realize that what you know, turn off the TV for a while, put the newspaper down, and take the news off your phone, and look at how amazing it is that we live in this gorgeous place. Yes, we've had a few ups and downs. Poor PG&E, they're not happy these days, but we are so lucky. This is such a generous, open, giving community of people who step up to the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people say to me, wow, you know, I went to the city council meeting the other night and it was packed. We are not a silent community. We're there. If there's an issue, we come together, and the Give Guide is just a perfect piece of silent, sparkling scotch tape that tapes us all together, especially when you're whipping out the tape to wrap presents, the Give Guide. There's your real tape.
That's a heck of an extended metaphor, Dorothy. I'm impressed.
Yeah, there
silent,
you go.
Silent, sparkling scotch tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
well, it. That and the placemat.
That... And anything to help bring our community closer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a beautiful gift guide in a wonderful, really rich pumpkin orange with blue, and it's lots of fun to open, and it looks beautiful, and look at all the wonderful things. I mean, I can't wait. Every month, well, every November, when I get my gift guide, I go, wow, this means I get to hang out with Hillary on the radio, too.
Hey. Let me say that if people are not yet inspired by the fact that they get free gifts to use in January every time they donate, that it's a wonderful thing to do intrinsically, that they become part of this fantastic, generous community in a new way. We also have incentive gifts.
Yes.
So big give days work like this. If you give on a Wednesday or a Saturday, your name is automatically entered into a random drawing.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter whether you gave $10 or $100. Doesn't matter to whom you gave. Your name is entered, and a handful of folks each Wednesday and Saturday, I think a total of five or six, will receive a gift valued at $100 or more each.
Wow.
So it might be a dinner for two at Tarla. It might be this weekend. It was a night at the Meritage. It was a wonderful John Comiskey photograph. He's a terrific wildlife photographer. Every single nonprofit offers a gift, and it's just yours for having donated. But we didn't want to be discriminating against folks who give on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays
and Fridays.
Sundays. So this year we've added the Monday incentive.
Ooh.
Everybody from the previous week. We don't care who you gave to.
And this is a Monday.
Everybody's name gets thrown into the hat. Somebody's gets drawn, and they receive $100 or more value to give to.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's clever. It's fun. I want a giant box of Annette's chocolates. Of course, I go in there anyway. That's one of my Christmas presents. People look at me and go, we're getting the box of Annette's this year, aren't we? And then they all say, I know I'm going to have to really watch my weight in January. Nobody ever does. And who cares, right?
Not an issue.
Eat the chocolates. This year, especially, with everything coming up in 2020, eat the chocolates. They'll make you happy.
Something to sigh of pleasantry with. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And Hillary can tell you the ones that she likes the best. The sour cherry.
Sour cherry and the salted Himalayan caramel.
Yeah.
at my husband's memorial, because he was such a fan, we ordered 200 of them.
Oh.
Yeah, the folks who came were very happy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, Sandy, so tell us what's next at the library. Besides this wonderful art show, that's fabulous.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Kid art show.
You know, and we would have to go for hours to talk about the programs and the activities and all that sort of thing at the library.
Because there are videos.
The videos. There's the library of things.
I mean,
people know that they can rent, you know, borrow books and all that sort of thing. But the fact is, you can also borrow a trumpet.
Yes.
A birding bag, guitars. A Nook book to take with you on vacation if you want to.
Just
all that sort of
See
thing.
That?
So lots is happening there. But, you know, I really do want to be able to say to some folks out there a couple of things about the investment of the nonprofits in the Give Guide. Yes, the benefit is meeting other folks and all of that and raising monies and all that. That's been wonderful. But getting started can sometimes seem a little off-putting. It seems to be a big undertaking. But the couple, I would just want to say that I would invite anybody that's listening that might be a part of a nonprofit toying with the idea of participating, don't hesitate. The only commitment you're really going to be making in the very beginning is a mandatory meeting in May.
Where you learn a lot.
Absolutely, and we would want to. It's work, but there's a tremendous amount of support, whether it's technical support, support from your fellow nonprofits, certainly from Can Do, and all that sort of thing. So it's really been great. CanDoGiveGuide.org is a great website to look
yes,
at.
Yes, there you go.
And you want to be able to get in and see that. And for us, for example, we had a special opportunity we offered for our participation this year. The first donor to give a certain amount was offered a hosted lunch with Bruce Taylor, manager for the book sales and so forth.
Wow!
And so that was really kind of neat. So we were waiting. That was off the table and had been claimed, if you will, before November 2nd.
That's amazing.
It was a nice sale.
Somebody wanted to have lunch with Bruce.
And he was flattered. Let me tell you, he was a flattered fellow. But nonetheless, we've already made, we had a $300 investment at the beginning. That was our contribution to participate. We've already exceeded that.
See?
And it's only, what, the 4th?
The 4th of November.
So at any rate, I just want to say to folks, you know, it pays off in many ways.
Yes.
And I would really encourage people to know that there's full support. Don't wait. Get in there and enjoy it. As far as the library is concerned, there are wonderful things going on there. Friends of the Library is able to augment some of the programs, not to support the operating expenses and salaries and all of that, but certainly to try to help out with consumable materials that get used and all that sort of thing that we can help replace. Put a mural up in the kids' area and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah, but isn't that great? The mural is fabulous in the kids' area.
And I think that's true. Many of the nonprofits in here do wonderful work, but we don't always take the time to mine down a little bit into what folks actually do.
Right.
And the Give Guide opens the opportunity for that for any of us that see something, oh, that looks interesting, mine down in there, find out more about it, and you'd be amazed at the way the tentacles reach in our community.
Well, and, you know, Hillary mentioned this earlier on, too, that the Give Guide is not just about the nonprofits getting funds. It's really a lot about the nonprofits getting volunteers. Volunteers are so important. All of us sitting in this room are volunteers. But you get so much for that. You know, it's just wonderful, and especially this time of year. So many of these nonprofits, as you go through the Give Guide and look at the nonprofits that interest you, especially try a new one. That's really one of the great purposes of the Give Guide. Wow, I didn't know that organization existed. When an organization becomes part of the Give Guide, they have to really work hard to whittle down in a very small space what they do. Mm-hmm. And they have to really be succinct about here's who we are, here's what we do. But as you look at that and you go online, you can get more information about those organizations. And then they will all tell you if you'd like to volunteer. And that may be the best gift of all, is encouraging you as an individual to volunteer. But also bring your friends along, too, and say, wow, I had so much fun. I volunteered for this amazing organization. You should come with me. Bingo.
And afterwards, we can go out and have a pizza and a beer.
Exactly.
I'll say one thing about the kind of volunteering folks are looking for. Some nonprofits need people on a regular basis.
Yes.
But most of them are looking for what we call done in a day, or in truth, done in 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
Folks to come in and help. So I can go down and clean up waterways for 2 hours. I don't have to ever come back. It's guilt-free volunteering.
Right.
I do something that's good, and I go home. Or I can go and help at the food bank warehouse when Can Do every other month brings in about 12,000 pounds of donated food in green bags.
Boy, howdy, I got one on my porch.
Me too.
Yeah.
Every couple of months, I fill it up.
I know.
We're close to hitting 200,000 pounds, of food that we brought in that way. And
that was such a brilliant idea.
And it's not ours. It's from Ashland, Oregon. We are so good at finding bright spots that have been tested and that work. And when we look at them, we say, that would add to what Napa needs. Napa was just getting food at Thanksgiving and Christmas in barrels. How nice. But now they get food every 2 months. So you can come and volunteer.
And great food.
At the warehouse. They're getting lots of organic, low salt, low sugar, really great food. And we also have a program where people can come and volunteer for as little as 45 minutes. You get to go to the farmer's market on Saturday.
Which is fabulous.
You walk around to the vendors. They say, here, I don't want to take these strawberries back to the farm. Would you take them? And we bring them over to the food bank or to the shelter. And those volunteers can work for 45 minutes or an hour and a half, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's something you can do with your kids, too, and grandkids. Mm-hmm. I'm a Rotarian in the Noon Rotary Club, and we ring bells every year for the Salvation Army, and so does the Kiwanis Club. And I brought my grandson with me when he was 5, and he said, why are we doing this? You know, who are these people? What are we doing? And do I get to wear that dumb Santa hat? And so I told him, you know, why we were doing it, who these people were. He synthesized it. Clearly, he's got the genetic quirk from grandma. He synthesized it, ran up and down the mall saying, you have money. I need your money for people who don't have it. And they gave him the money. So there you go. It was like, that's easy. So bring your kids to help you, especially they love the farmer's market. I mean, that's like a favorite kid place.
How can you not?
I know. So there's a good idea about offering to help to bring the produce and the things that people don't want to bring back that you can bring.
We waste so much. And there's so much good food now, thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
That goes to the shelter and goes to the food bank straight from farmers who are generous. They could feed it to pigs. They could put it in compost. But it's good food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because Can-Do volunteers are picking it up, it's going to folks in Napa who are hungry.
Well, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
So the volunteering isn't... When I was a kid, volunteering I thought meant every week, every Thursday, you had to be in an office. But it's not that way.
Right.
You can come and go.
Okay, so there's no excuse. Is that what you're saying?
Zero.
True. Okay. Well, so how about you, Annette? Anything, any new chocolate for the holidays? Oh. Anything new, like chocolate-covered turkeys?
Yes, if we're going to talk, okay, one brief moment.
Okay,
We have chocolate turkeys, yes, we do.
And there you go.
We have a Hawaiian cashew brittle this season. It's really good, and our harvest brittle with cranberries and apples.
Ooh.
It's just amazing, and then plus a variety of beautiful Christmas boxes that are soon to be on the shelf, so there's all kinds of fun stuff, and yeah, we're always changing things up and adding for the holiday.
Well, I love the story about your brother who really wasn't trained initially to be a candy maker, but the candy maker who had been there forever trained him, and he became the quintessential genius candy maker.
Yeah, he is a really amazing chocolatier, and
he's
good in many ways in the business as well. I mean... we're not
but
here to talk
the genius
about that,
in
but
the kitchen.
He is really, really amazing. So I'm very lucky and appreciative of that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention something about businesses. The businesses, some are small and some are large, of course,
right,
in our community. Businesses themselves can donate and to any of these, of course, in the gift guide.
Right.
But the other way that businesses can help is just to be aware of it. They can put a catalog on the counter.
Yes.
They can put a little sticker in the window. They can let their staff understand, what is that orange catalog that's going around, because right. customers can pop in. If I'm talking from the perspective of a restaurateur, where guests and outsiders are coming in all the time, but there's also offices and break rooms
right.
Across the valley that just by presenting what it is out, they don't have to push, they don't have to advertise it to theirs, they just let it casually lie there on the counter anywhere
right.
is a benefit without you can't quantify it, but it's valuable. And mm-hmm. I think that that's one way that all kinds of businesses, schools, I mean, we're yep. not advertising it, we're not trying to push that directly, but it is valuable to get the word out of what this is. For our community, individuals, I mean, we're giving to an organization, but the organization is people.
Yep.
So our money, our words goes to individual people. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I'm certainly never accused of not being pushy. So I take this right after this show, I grab a bunch of these and I take them to my Rotary Club, and I get there a little bit early and I put them on everybody's table, and then they go, okay, Auntie Dorothy's here and she's going to make us go through the give guide. Absolutely. So, I mean, you can bring it to a party, to your friends, but if you're in a service club, make sure that every Kiwanis Club, every Lions Club, every Rotary Club, they all have the give guide on their table. That's an easy way to do this. And Hillary, tell our listeners how they can find the give guide.
Why, thank you, Dorothy. The give guide is in your marketplace magazine this weekend.
True.
There are copies already at the library. If you want a copy and you don't have one, you can give me a call. I'll get you one. I'm at 707-252-7743. That's Candu's phone number, 252-7743. And online, you can learn so much. Whether you give or not, you will be more aware of all that's happening in the community by going to CanDoGive, that's with a V like Victor, giveguide.org. You can click around, you can explore, you can see videos, and we leave the site up after this campaign closes. The campaign is November 1st to December 31st. We leave the site up all year so people can use it as a reference and explore and ask friends of the library a question, or ask COPE or Napa Humane or Puertas Abiertas or any of the new ones like
Friends of the Library.
Yes, well, Friends of the Library for sure, or the League of Women Voters.
Right.
And there will be lots of questions to ask. So candogiveguide.org for donations, or just to explore and learn more about this terrific valley.
Wow, no kidding. Well, and I always love your stories about people who on New Year's Eve, they go, oh boy, I've got taxes that I'm going to have to do soon. There's a couple of months. I better give to the give guide, because you get a whole bunch of money at the very last minute.
Yes, we do. Procrastination is alive and well. In the generous Napa Valley, we probably bring in 40% of our take for the whole project in the week, in the 5 or 6 days after Christmas.
Yep.
And until then, we're all on tenterhooks. But we do get those delightful calls from watering holes where people are saying,
at 11:55,
did you do the donations? No, I thought you did the donations. So here's one unintended consequence. We had designed the give guide so that people could give $10 and know that other folks were going to be incredibly grateful.
Right.
That's a wonderful gift. But folks of means have realized that if they go to candogiveguide.org, they can have a little Amazon experience, check off 15 boxes,
yeah.
put a different amount in each one, And with one click, there will only be one charge on their credit card. They'll get tax-deductible receipts from everyone. They can go collect their free coffee and chocolates. And
easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
It'll take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No looking up of addresses, no stamps. I was going to say to lick, but that dates me.
Yeah.
You make a choice. You make a difference. We make it easy.
Boy, there you go. That's the whole point of the Give Guide. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for the Give Guide. And thank you for a whole bunch of very brave people, mostly women, who got together 10 years ago and said, we got to keep this going. I mean, what can we do that will really make a difference? Well, this year, $2 million later, there's the difference.
Thank you.
So, see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Somewhere over the rainbow.